Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, now I kind of wanted to hear the rest of See You Again. Oh, how can we not talk about Zach Wilson when Zach Wilson's something we don't have anymore? Fox Sports Radio, welcome inside. Hour two, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, but we have that line where you blatantly lie to America and the world. Yeah. I get over disappointment and bad news fast.
Shh, let Charlie Puth sing. You threw a lot of interceptions and not enough touchdowns. So now you head to Denver Broncos where you can date some older women. When you can date older women. Oh!
You know, Charlie Puth was mentioned in the new Taylor album that he should have been a bigger
okay.
star.
All right. Yeah. You kept going with the song.
No, they were done with it.
But they had to hit the road. Oh, you could have done that.
Tasha just shakes his head. About that didn't even warrant a response on
pays.
The mic.
Now I see you in a better place.
Is that how it goes?
How can I not?
I thought that's a Wiz Khalifa song.
How can I? Well, he raps and Charlie Puth sings.
So who's the main artist on it?
It's Charlie Puth, Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, let's keep it that way, Jason.
Wow. Featuring or with or...
Yeah.
The thing with the guy in the place.
Yeah, you're never getting... It was going to be... You know what? I was going to surprise you. It was going to be the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon and at sometimes the musical stylings of Alex Teicher, but
sometimes.
Not forget it. That's
well, why
now.
Does he get an and I get a with?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, it's only sometimes for him because, you know...
Yeah, but he got
he
an
only,
and.
He only works like... Like 4 days a month now. He's like
sometimes three.
You're like a fireman. You work like 4 days and then we don't see you for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone for two next week.
Oh, okay. That's good. Okay. You going to be off when the Knicks are playing?
All right. When do they play?
I'm not telling you. Got to take the day. Got to look at the schedule.
Day, so yes.
I'm busy that day.
Already looking at the schedule.
They don't play back-to-back, just so
you
know.
Sure?
They don't play back-to-back.
Yeah. Right,
yeah,
have to...
You want to be off like Monday, Wednesday?
Okay, then yes.
Yeah, take a look at the schedule.
All right, fine.
So, yes, welcome inside. The Jets have traded Zach Wilson. Things I never thought I would see. The Jets traded Zach Wilson. He was owed $5.5 million. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a third-string quarterback for wherever he winds up. And it's not going to happen. They're going to cut him. They got to move on. And somehow, the Denver Broncos said, yeah, we'll give you a 6th-round pick. You give us a 7th, and we'll split the money with you. Done.
Yeah, but what if this is the guy that Sean Payton decides is his project to show once and for all what a wizard he is?
You know, I thought about that. I thought, okay, because normally I get that hang in my stomach, that pit that, oh, now he's going to go somewhere and be good. No pit. There was no pit.
Really?
It was like I was eating seedless watermelon. No pits.
How about that?
No pit in my stomach.
Still young enough that I think if you escape the Jets.
Nah.
I mean, you saw it with Geno Smith.
Nah.
Took a decade.
Yeah, took
but
him
he
10
got
years.
There.
10 years.
Maybe Sean Payton and the wizardry can get there.
Nah.
And make him something while you pay his salary.
Good luck. It was a great day today. There goes the Zach Wilson era. There it goes.
Really was a shocker when it did come down.
Farewell. Now, look,
I was kind of hoping it was going to be one of those draft day when we came on air. That would be, all right, well, we've got a couple of wide receivers that got traded. We had five or six trades in the first half of the first round, right? All sorts of chaos ensuing. And Zach Wilson getting dealt. Now that's done. It's one story off the books.
No, I think it should be off the books.
No, it sucks.
It deserves time to dive into it tonight when we're going to and we're not talking about the Knicks and the Sixers. It deserves time to be dove into tonight so we can fully put the Jets-Zach Wilson era into perspective. Because I'll tell you, look, there was really only...
What do you mean to put it in perspective? It sucked.
There was only
Let's move on.
Hang on. There was one thing that really held Zach Wilson... There was only one thing that held him back.
I see it. You put it up like it's a giant bolo punch. There's only one thing that held Zach Wilson back. Yeah, you're going full on wind up bolo punch
only
from
one
the
thing
40s.
That held him back. He stinks. That's the only thing that held him back. He stinks.
That is now going to be the thread for the however long we get to torment each other here and all of the world on Fox Sports Radio. All right. The summary statement. Well, what was it about this guy or team?
He stinks. That's what it is.
And when it's really bad and terrible to the ultimate degree, what do you then say?
He stinks.
No, you got to add
he
an
really
ad.
Stinks.
There it is. Got to have an edge.
That's like I told you about the Bulls last week. There's only one reason why I didn't pick the Bulls to beat the Heat in that game. Why? Because the Bulls stink. Because they do. Zach Wilson stinks, and he does. But there is a caveat here because I firmly believe this. Be serious about this for a second because it's a big day.
You're not
away
serious
from Zach Wilson.
At all.
Not having to worry about Aaron Rodgers getting an important phone call that he maybe could run for president at this point, and Tyrod Taylor going, hey, guess what, guys? I'm going to go and worry about Zach Wilson somehow getting into a game. Is that, look, yes, he stunk. He was bad. The Jets did him zero favors in trying to put him in a position to succeed. Mm-hmm. You gave him a defensive head coach in Robert Saleh who knows nothing about offense. And everything going on offensively for the Jets, if they're ever going to be good, is if Aaron Rodgers does it, because he's really the offensive coordinator. The Jets needed to take Zach Wilson and say, what does he do best? Let's make sure we design the offense around him. He's the number two pick in the draft. Let's get him outside the pocket, because you know what? He throws pretty well on the run. He throws pretty good back across his body. He's a gunslinger. You want to make sure he throws the football. Hey, don't be afraid. Throw the football in. Just know that in the NFL, certain chances you can take, certain chances you can't. But you got to live with it. But the Jets didn't want to live with it. They wanted to tell him, don't throw the football. Don't throw it. How are you going to make a quarterback succeed when his first thought back is, don't make a mistake? Let our defense win it. Let Breece Hall win it when he's running the football, when he's healthy. The Jets failed him. Okay? So as bad as he was, the Jets failed him because they could have put him in a position to succeed because, look, the guy's got the arm talent. He was good enough to rise up draft boards. A lot of teams would have taken him early in the draft. And no, did he perform well? He did not. But I watch games and I go, what are the Jets doing? Like, how does he not see this receiver? Because you've beaten it into him that don't take a chance. No quarterback is going to succeed if that's the message you give them. But that's Robert Saleh, defensive head coach, thinking, my defense will win the game. And this is how you lose games in the NFL and in college football, when you think, my defense will win the game. No, that's not the NFL. As smart a guy as Robert Saleh is, I could be a head coach in the NFL because I could say, you know what? Offense wins the games. That's how we win the games. Defense does not do it. Defense does not win games. Defense does not win championships. Not anymore. You need to be able to make sure you're putting points on the board. And when you're telling your offense and you're telling your quarterback, hey, don't do this because my defense will win, you're never going to win.
Well, the other thing you did was you let Aaron Rodgers build a team that was replete with guys that – seemingly we're only going to work with him, right? Breece Hall, fantastic talent. Garrett Wilson, fantastic talent. Mm-hmm. The rest of your offense sucked.
There was only one problem with the rest of the offense.
No, but that's it.
No, but there was only one problem.
Yeah.
It stinks.
That's it. But it comes back to that, right? Is Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, a bunch of these guys, they're the latest in the long line of quarterbacks that we always wonder, what if you'd been drafted somewhere with some level of competency? And that doesn't dismiss their failings and shortcomings in different parts of their game. And I certainly don't take it to where there's no culpability on their part. But they were both put in two of the worst situations possible. The rotating, whatever that was in New England, of coordinators, and again, lack of playmakers. And then with the Jets, yeah, Aaron Rodgers brought in all these guys that are former Packers that are his buddies. The offensive coordinator's his friend. He may or may not actually work with you once you ascend to the starting role.
And I agree with you, but at least they're bringing guys that Aaron Rodgers likes. It's not like Zach Wilson said, hey, I like all these guys. Okay, we'll bring them in.
Yeah, but if they had.
They did bring his quarterback coach in and it didn't work.
But maybe there would have been something that kind of built to that.
They didn't. And they failed the kid. They failed him. He wasn't any good. He didn't have any confidence. He did it to himself. He wouldn't take any responsibility when he didn't make big plays. And look, the team should have moved on from him a year ago. They should have never gone into this past season with him on the roster. Because you could say, oh, now we got Aaron Rodgers. That's great. Oh, but we still love Zach. Want to do the right thing. Hey, we're good guys. We keep Zach around. Maybe Zach is someone who learns from Aaron Rodgers. But remember, they forget that your backup quarterback is one snap away from going in there and playing. And if you were going to keep Zach Wilson, he needed to be third string, mothballs, whatever it was. But keeping him and keeping him the backup was the stupidest thing.
Well, but
because here's the thing, is that the guy wasn't good enough to start, and they knew. That's why they went out and got Aaron Rodgers. What happens if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt? That's the guy you're putting in the game. So how does that make any sense where you're so bad we got to replace you, but we're still going to allow you to be one snap away from being in the game?
Well, we like you, but we like Aaron Rodgers a little bit more. And in theory,
that's just dumb.
It was you tempted the football gods.
This is an entire, listen, no one
you
person.
You tempted the football gods by saying, Aaron Rodgers is going to be our guy, and Zach's going to learn from him.
Listen, this is a positive day for me. I don't want to dwell on this, but I got to. Let's count.
See, it must have been love.
Wait. Count to five. See happy clouds running through a meadow. Today's a good day. Because they moved on finally from a guy they should have moved on from a year ago. This was a complete and total organizational failure. It was an organizational failure in not doing it. It was Zach Wilson not playing. It's everybody. Everybody has a hand in it. It's like Murder on the Orient Express. Okay? Everybody did it. Sorry, spoiler alert. Everybody did it. Whether your knife blade was a glancing blow or the fatal one, everybody had a hand in this. Everybody had a hand in Zach Wilson. And now, I can't believe they got anything for him, but look, am I happy that he's in Denver, closer to home? He's in a quarterback positive atmosphere with Sean Payton? Yeah. And I'm not worried that he's going to come off the bench and suddenly rip this team off to a whole bunch of victories in a row. I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about it.
But what if he does?
I'm not. The one thing you should be thinking about, if you're the Broncos, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, just think for a second. The Denver Broncos have said, Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci, Zach Wilson, greater than Russell Wilson. Just think about that. They have said that. They have said Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci, Zach Wilson, greater than Russell Wilson.
The memes with Sean Payton when he's appeared at basketball games or wherever he's been out in public, he's like, let's do the lip reading. It's like, no, I didn't hesitate at all with Russell Wilson. Look, so, he had a giant tag and that was the albatross, right? That was the weight, the anchor that was going to drag that squad down. And if you want to reformat your squad, you can't keep a veteran that's had an office was operating differently.
Think that Justin Fields is not going to be the starting quarterback. Just think about that for a second. Okay, this is what the Broncos chose over Russell Wilson. Justin Fields will be the quarterback by week three. Okay, because the Broncos are saying this is what we'd rather have than have Russell Wilson. And Sean Payton doesn't want to lose games, right? Sean Payton, but how far are we really going to go? And the Steelers have thoughts and hopes and dreams of going pretty far. I'm telling you, Justin Fields is going to win that job by week three. He's going to be the quarterback of the Steelers.
Yeah, I want to keep it on Sean Payton. I mean, this is his opportunity to show super genius. It wasn't all Drew Brees. See? I could have won with that Taysom Hill guy.
Could have won with Taysom Hill. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So there you go. There is the Zach Wilson era with the New York Jets. Buttoned up and put in a nice bow right there. And hey, Steelers, good luck.
Wait, what was the summary statement again?
He stinks.
All right, and Murder on the Orient Express, the Kenneth Branagh one, I don't think I've ever actually finished it. I think I've started it multiple times and just got bored.
It ends the same. Yeah. There's no change. Right. There's no change.
I'm just saying, I don't think I've ever actually gotten to the end.
The killer doesn't jump off the train and go, oh, I can't find the guy. No, it ends the same.
I just got bored. I'm done.
Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms in the sport, is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, coming up next, we wanted to wait because there's a bit of controversy coming up out of the end of this Knicks Sixers game, and Sixers head coach Nick Nurse is talking about it. You'll hear it and find out what it's all about coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York, go.
Question, is that promo, not the loony one, but Rob and Chris, is that like a political thing where they have to have equal time? Chris has his point and then Rob just yells,
I don't know. I mean,
the Mets are going...
Chris teasing saying, hey, coming up next, our show without minus the racism. I think it's pretty good.
It's a pretty good tag.
But then Parker getting in, the Mets going to the World Series. I mean, okay, well, I'm okay with that. The Mets not cooperating tonight, oh, by the way. The Knicks win. It's the biggest Knick win in years. Years! You got to go back to Linsanity to find a Knicks win this much fun. Hurricanes score 4 goals in the final 10 minutes to win. Mm-hmm. The Jets trade Zach Wilson. Yep. What the hell, the Mets, man?
You got a home run. Dude.
Come on, man.
I like the dramatic music behind it. You're like,
wow. The Mets are getting drilled now. They're not cooperating.
It's like it's a current affair back in the day. Pete Alonso did hit a home run, though.
That's nice. That's nice.
Boulder Bear getting after it.
However many more he's got for the Mets until they trade him. It's okay.
Well, you know.
But as I said here,
as they come.
I am opening up my second victory Diet Coke of the night because the Knicks beat the Sixers in a game that they were never going to win.
Yeah, there we go.
You know what that Diet Coke tastes like? It tastes like
Diet Coke?
It tastes like victory. They should have that Diet Coke victory flavor. Like, tell me somebody wouldn't buy that. Like, that Coke has all these crazy-ass flavors now. This is Stardust, and this is...
Spiced.
Yes, this is...
I've not tried that yet.
Oh, it's terrible. Don't have it.
Like, what are you all these doing? I'm trying to add sponsors to the show, showing the wide range of products and variations you could bring, and all you did was, again, you're taking the shovel to the back of the head. Come on!
Here's earthworm-flavored. Here's grass-flavored. Here's booger flavored. No. But if you did one that was just victory, everybody, I'd buy that one in a second. Are you kidding? You know any Diet Coke that you would buy if it said victory on it? This Coke tastes, I want to taste it. Because I'd buy it for, I say, it tastes like victory. That's what I'm doing right now.
And what a case is a signed Johnny Drama.
You know what this Diet Coke tastes like right now?
Like Diet Coke?
No. You know when you go to the movies? I mean it. You go to the movies and Nicole Kidman thanks you for coming to the movies again and thank everybody.
Yeah, they really didn't do a whole lot with the video of that, but she's got different voiceovers. I mean, bad job.
You know, they do that and they say, hey, you know, go to the lobby. Everybody's buying popcorn. They're putting cheese on the nachos and everything. But then they have the Diet Coke where they have the glass and the ice goes tick, ting, tick, ting, 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 in, and then it pours, and you see the fizzing and the buzzing of the ice cubes and the water, and I just go, oh, you did make a Diet Coke look so irresistible. That's what this Diet Coke tastes like right now. The Diet Coke of victory. Go, New York.
It's too early in the night for the one-liner that I had holstered. I'll leave it at Swollen Dome a little bit later on.
Let's get, hey, but you know what? It's a party night tonight because the Knicks won.
It was kind of in that vein in terms of the satisfaction that Smith is getting from this Diet Coke and the Pavlovian response that the clicking clink of ice cubes and fizziness on a giant silver screen elicit.
There's a Knicks Eyes Wide Shut party going on in my head right now because he won the game. It's so exciting.
Huge
go, New York. Go,
boner.
New York. Go. Go, New York.
Clyde Frazier wearing at that party?
You know, it's funny you talked about Clyde Frazier. The Knicks down 5 with 27 seconds left to go in regulation. It looked like they were going to lose to the Sixers, who were going to win it on strictly what Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid were able to do for the Sixers. They had incredible nights. They had the Knicks down 5 with 27 seconds left to go, but then... this happened.
The Mets are going to the World Series.
That's powerful.
It is very powerful. Yes, very uplifting. Yeah, it's very.
It's like he's holding a revival there.
Yes, right. Yeah. It's like listening to a graduation speech when they hey go out in the real world and now go do it. Where's my check? Here's the final 27 seconds of how that went for the Knicks.
Back to Brunson. Brunson double team, splits the defense. Lowry takes it away, picked up by DiVincenzo. 8 on the 24, DiVincenzo, corner to Brunson. Sidestep, three-pointer, shot. It's good! Took the bounce and went in. Two-point game. Ball knocked loose, and Maxey gets knocked down. Hart takes it away. Out top to DiVincenzo, his shot. Won't go, Hartenstein the rebound. Hartenstein gets it out to Ananobi. DiVincenzo a three. Bang! Bang! Knicks take a one-point lead with 13 seconds remaining.
Bang, bang! Shoot 'em up! The party never ends! Mike Breen on the call. And then the Knicks went on to
Skid
win
Row
the game.
On the lyrics.
There you go. Tyrese Maxey gets blocked by Isaiah Hartenstein, tries to take it right to the cup. Anunoby hits a couple of free throws, and then Joel Embiid misses a desperation three at the buzzer. The Knicks win it 104-101. I mean, look, there's so much drama just in the last 27 seconds. So let's deal with it as it comes along. Nick Nurse, Sixers head coach, is a little upset right now because he said he tried to call timeout after the Brunson three. When the Sixers looked like they were having trouble getting the ball in bounds, he was trying to call timeout. And if you see the replay, he definitely is making a timeout motion, but then he stops. He makes a timeout motion, but then he stops and pulls his hands away like, I don't want the timeout, because he saw the Sixers get the ball inbounds. Because the Sixers struggled for a couple of seconds what to do. He wanted a timeout. But then they inbound, and he pulled his hand away like, I don't want it now.
Almost like a Vegas blackjack dealer motion of, hey, nothing up my sleeve.
All right, but that's when Maxey loses the ball, and the Knicks get it back. So, yes, he did try to call a timeout, but then he pulled it after a quick timeout. Nope, then he pulled it away. Okay, we got it, and I don't want it now. So, okay, he doesn't get it, and the Knicks wind up getting the ball back.
He still technically called it.
He did, but then he pulled. But guys do that all the time.
Yeah, but if he signals it in theory,
he signals timeout. No, I don't want it. Then I don't want it. Timeout. No, I don't want it. Then no, I don't want it. Here is Nick Nurse after the game talking about the timeout that he wanted, then apparently didn't want, but now in post game sounds like he really wanted it.
Obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. I needed a timeout there to advance it. Would have been good, but couldn't get it.
No, stop. That's a lie. Don't lie. The video is there. You can see it. He does a couple of quick tees to his couple, and then he pulls it away saying, I don't want it. So, yes, he did try to, but then he pulled away. It wasn't like he was going, timeout, 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 timeout. I want a timeout. Okay, they blow the whistle for a timeout. This was timeout, timeout. Okay, so it was less than a second that he was calling for a timeout before he pulled it away. So, sorry, take the L.
Well, he didn't get the timeout in the end, right?
Take the L.
You called, you didn't get it. You can't always get what you want. I mean, you went full Spice Girls. I mean, they had their great reunion that we saw courtesy of David Beckham's Instagram.
Posh Spice turned 50.
How about that?
50.
Yeah. Whew. Doesn't look a day over 35.
I feel old.
That's what makes you feel old?
The Spice Girls are 50.
I'd go see them on tour.
Yeah, but that makes me old. The Spice Girls are 50.
Might make signs.
They're still, 25 and jumping around, and I'm thinking about how I said, who do I like more, Baby Spice or Ginger Spice?
We can have that debate right now. Who do you like more at this stage of the game? Tie shirt, you got to vote?
I'd have conversations with friends of mine going, okay, Ginger Spice or Baby Spice?
Oh, wait, we can't do that on radio in 2024.
I was like, oh, man, I love Ginger Spice, but I love Baby Spice. I love Ginger.
Who's your favorite Spice
Ginger,
girl?
Baby, Ginger,
I always
baby.
Like Ginger more.
Ginger, yeah?
She was spicy.
Yeah. But Baby Spice, also spicy.
Yeah, but like the ginger's the healthy spicy, you know what I'm saying?
I think they were all healthy.
No.
They were not healthy?
No. Yeah, I mean, Ginger also got after it a little.
That's what I'm saying.
A little more,
it's a strong kick, if you know what I mean.
Okay. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know if any of the health habits of any of the
Spice Baby girls. Spice, just a lot of baby food, maybe, you know?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What about Sweaty Spice?
Oh, big fan.
Like Sweaty Spice?
Oh, yeah, we can get down. I already knew. For a hike, whatever.
Way
she's
to
down.
Dance. Look, Nick Nurse, it was for the referee to look over. You want a timeout. The referee would need a second to pick up the whistle, blow it, grant him the timeout. You were calling it, and then you pulled your hands away. I mean, just say it. Joe, don't say I wanted a timeout and didn't get it.
Yeah, but you can also argue that he went to call and he went, ah!
I could see the video. No, now I don't want it. We got the ball in. No, we don't want it. We don't want it. Take the L.
But that's the thing. Did he put the hands up like, we're inbounds and I didn't get my timeout? Like he's salty. No. You've done that before.
Yeah, take the L. From a guy whose team once lost a touchdown on a timeout. I'm telling you, he didn't get the timeout.
Right, okay. He didn't get the timeout. Life goes on. Play basketball.
Nah, you didn't get it. You lost.
Right,
you blew it.
Like, look, maybe that's a blown call. And in the 2-minute review, they'll apologize for not giving you the timeout.
Nah,
unfortunately, it's done.
I
there's no going back.
It's a case of you're up by five with 27 seconds left to go, and You let chaos reign, and you couldn't get the ball in. None of your players called timeout. Look, I get it. And if you were running up to the referee yelling, timeout, 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 it would be different because I would say, I'm fair. I think I'm fair, even though, you know, the goggles I have on now, the next guy. But you tried to call it, and then you pulled it away and said, no, I don't want it. Okay, that what you...
Well, he didn't say, I don't want it.
He pulled away, showing the referee,
right,
I don't want it.
But the point is, like, you put your hands up because now the ball's inbounded. Like, you timeout. And you do this. It's not, you know, you didn't wave it off like it was a signal from the third base coach telling you whether or not to bunt or not. It was the, hands up.
It's like in A Quiet Place when they were looking every night. Okay, we'll light the fire every night if we're alive. If we're not, you know, there's just no fire. We're not alive.
I'm talking about a couple of the most overrated films in recent movie history.
Nobody else is lighting up fires.
Now it's a whole franchise. Okay. And, like, good for Blunt and Krasinski and everybody making their money off. My goodness.
But
terrible.
The Sixers already, you can see, Joel Embiid didn't have great things to say about the officiating at the end of the game. Okay.
But it's like I told you, right? You're anticipating, and you've played how many games in the NBA, college basketball for a lot of these guys, whatever. Final minutes of a game, final minute, you're up 5. What are you anticipating? Contact is going to be called 99% of the time you're getting the foul call. They decided not to call it here.
Yeah.
They let you play it out naturally, and that's where you got. You didn't get the timeout, but through the physicality, you also committed a couple of turnovers and were left flat-footed as DiVincenzo and company hit threes on you.
And look, if you really want to be fair, watch the beginning of that play when they inbound it. Tyrese Maxey just pushes Josh Hart to the ground to get by him.
He had it coming.
Like he pushes him to go get the ball, and that's not called. So, okay, all right, let's say you want to really look at it. There's a few things you can say on that play. All right, well, that didn't happen. All right, well, that didn't happen. Oh, you need a timeout. So let's be fair if you want to say that. But if you want to call the timeout, you are screaming timeout. If you really want it, you are screaming timeout. You're running up to the red. Timeout. But watch it. No, I don't want it. Because you got to show that you want it. So and he doesn't even want to take any responsibility for that. So you want to blame the referees. You know what? If that's Philadelphia wants to do, go blame the referees. Good. Oh, Good luck and get ready for game three. Good luck and get ready for. Would I be more worried
now,
about?
Now you're full on your.
Would I be more worried about?
You might
is
as
this?
Well be wearing a fully velvet Knicks garb like your George Costanza.
You want to be more worried about something if you're the Sixers? Worry that Joel Embiid is limping around on one foot and you don't have any other help behind him outside of Tyrese Maxey. That's it. Worry about that.
Second half was tough watching him try to get back on defense and try to slide. Kept waiting for Brunson if he wasn't so broken offensively. Like, there were a couple times it looked like he had him baseline if he wanted to take him because Embiid was trying to slide by on one leg.
You want to worry about something? Worry about Embiid making it through the rest of this series because that's what I would be worried about. Like, okay, we're going home. We're down 2-0. We almost took that game. Let's get next one. Let's get momentum going. But right now, does Embiid look like a guy that's going to see the end of this series? No. He looks like a guy that he was barely able to walk out there.
Yeah, he's hurting.
The Knicks are going, and this is what how you do it. He's hurting. The Knicks are going at him. They're getting. Look at all the offensive rebounds they got in the final couple of minutes because Embiid is on one leg. That's what I'd worry about if I'm the Sixers. Not the foul calls. Is Embiid going to even finish the series? That's what I would worry about. Right
I'd
there.
Worry about the foul calls too. You were robbed, and you didn't get your timeout called.
Now you're just saying it to take be opposite me because it's a go New York go night. Just saying to be opposite me. You saw the timeout. No, I don't want it. Okay.
I watched it. Got called timeout. You didn't get it.
You said, hey, I want you to punch me in the face, and I cocked back my arm to punch you, and then you said, no, I don't want it. I still got
yeah,
to, I still
was,
get to hit you.
You never mouthed the words. No, I don't want it.
But it would be if you said, hit me, and I cocked my fist back to hit you, and then you went, no, I don't want it. I still get to hit you, right? Because now you kind of wanted me to.
Yeah.
Really?
Give me the timeout.
Really? It's not a timeout. It's not what we're talking about.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events,
You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Well, not tonight, they're not. Lakers on top of the Nuggets, 74-61. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Lakers have played terrific.
Uh-huh.
Most shocking thing, Nikola Jokic has 8 field goal attempts so far. We are 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Jokic has 8 field goal attempts. Attempts, not makes. 8 attempts is what he's got in the third quarter. So we'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes. And, of course, more on the Knicks and their victory over the 76ers. But a couple minutes here on something that was just so amazing today. This is the best manager ejection I guarantee you'll see all year. Yankees' Aaron Boone got ejected after the first batter of the Yankees 2-0 loss to the A's. Think about that. The Yankees lost to the A's and they didn't score any runs.
Great effort by Carlos Rodon.
Yeah, sure.
All for nothing because Aaron Judge, I don't know that he actually swings a bat right
now. No, they don't. He uses a toothpick and it just, he can't hit. There was a little bit of back and forth at the very beginning of the game with Aaron Boone and Hunter Wendelstedt. And Aaron Boone, okay, sitting in the dugout, watching the game, not saying anything, first batter of the game, and all of a sudden, he gets thrown out because a fan behind Aaron Boone yelled in much the same voice and cadence of Aaron Boone at Wendelstedt, and Wendelstedt ejected Boone from the game.
Aaron, well, there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second, I didn't say a word.
So Aaron Boone gets thrown out of the game, and you can see on replays, it is a fan in a blue hoodie. Again, where are your brothers earlier today? A fan in a blue hoodie who yelled and sounded like Aaron Boone. And that's what Hunter Wendelstedt said he heard, threw him out of the game.
I didn't say it. I don't care.
After the game was over, now there's plenty of time to look at this and say, hey, Hunter Wendelstedt says, no, I know people said it was a fan, but I know it was him. It's what he said. I need to go back and look at anything. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little crappy because you did throw the guy out, and now clearly you were wrong, and he's taking no responsibility for it, which is one thing. But I want to be positive about this. Let's put this in a different way.
Yeah. It's only the second time Aaron Boone's been ejected this year.
I know, right? He's got to pick up that pace. How about we use replay? We use replay for a lot of things.
Everything.
Why couldn't we use replay to go back and look at this and see if Aaron Boone said something to get thrown out or if it was somebody else? I'd like to see that because, you know what? I'd like to see the umpires get a little bit of comeuppance. I'd like to see Hunter Wendelstedt get a little bit of comeuppance because he decided, no, I heard what I heard, and even though people are telling me no, that this is what I'm deciding. And then after the game, I'm still going to be defiant about it, even though the facts don't back me up on it. I'm still going to say that because I don't care. No, I'd like to see a little bit of comeuppance and a little bit of, hey, you have to pay a little bit of your own penance here because you were wrong. Why not? Why not show replay? Hey, look, see, here's Aaron Boone, mouth closed. Here's the fan. Here's the guy yelling. Oh, okay. It was not Aaron Boone. You get to stay in the game.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to ascertain that quickly whether Aaron Boone has taken any courses in ventriloquism.
Ooh, well.
How do you like that? Didn't see that coming.
I thought you were going to say.
Hey, he's a master of the dark arts. I really, you don't know this.
No, I really. I found a way to throw my voice.
Meow,
and
meow.
Now it seems like somebody meow, else is meow. Yelling at the umpire.
I'm thinking back to old cartoons. Meow, meow.
I found you out, Boone. I know you're a big, but you pretend you're a different person in the stands all the time yelling at me. I've heard that. You were a 97-year-old woman last time we did. We were in Cleveland. I saw you did that. You
catch
threw your
me
voice.
If you can. And ready?
I really did think you were going with Frank. We're all out here, Frank. There's 20 offices. I really did think you were going to say, you're not going to be able to ascertain it was the fan yelling. And I was going to say, no, they showed the video right after. But no, but I
really
like your idea.
Really thought the curveball that I threw in
I
there.
I like
huh?
your idea of throwing your voice.
Yeah. Think of that. But no, I do agree, right? We're heading towards robot umps, or at least balls and strikes, going to be something we fight over here in short order of taking that responsibility either away or, you know, have some split decision of, hey, being able to overrule, particularly with the number of umpires that are now at a point where the errors are mounting, right? And I'm not just looking at you, Angel Hernandez. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the rest of your brethren. This one seems pretty easy. 30-second review from New York. What the hell else are they doing during the course of the day?
I'm looking at Aaron Boone. His mouth is not open. It's not open. It's not open. It's not open. It's not open.
He doesn't get ejected.
It's not open.
This time.
He stays in the game. And then and Wonderstedt's got to tell the fans, after reviewing the play, it was this dude in the blue hoodie. He's thrown out of the game. Aaron Boone can stay. Let's get back to action.
Yeah, I mean, really, the allegation was all he said was that's BS. That's enough to get thrown out?
I didn't say anything, Hunter.
Did you have a bad morning before? Did you get some bad eggs? I mean, what's the problem?
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome. Coming up next, oh boy, Winnie would tell you what the Sixers are planning to do following their loss to the Knicks tonight. That's next, Fox.
Not lose, right, Jason?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.